Today's shiur of Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Siman Taf Tzadi Hey, and we are starting Hilchos Yom Tov. Shout out to Shimshwad. Here we go. Taf Tzadi Hey, Eze Melachas Asurim B'Yom Tov. Now, before we start, we have to give a little bit of an introduction here. It says in the Torah, the following pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yom ha'rishon nikra kodesh, v'yom ha'shvi'i nikra kodesh yelachem, kol melacha lo yaseh bahem." So when it comes to Yom Tov, there it's talking about Pesach, but it refers to all Yomim Tovim. You're not allowed to do melacha, except it says, "Ach asher yeyachel l'chol nefeshu levado yaseh lachem," except for melachos that are needed for food preparation. Well, we'll see, it might actually be expanded to hanos, other hanos, haguf as well. But basically, for food preparation, malachos, the Torah allowed malacha. So the basic idea is that malacha of Shabbos is carried over, in principle, from Shabbos to Yom Tov, except there is a heter for meleches ochel nefesh. Now, there's actually a machlokes to the exact concept of the heter of meleches ochel nefesh, what the concept is, but that is not for now, Rabbeinu Johnson Weinstein. That is for each year. Maybe for a Shabbat guys next year, we learn the Sechah Shabbos. We'll get involved in that a little bit as well. Now, what is considered meleches ochel nefesh? So, we're going to see that meleches ochel nefesh is not always so simple. For example, just because something is meleches ochel nefesh and it's done for hana, but what if it's only for something for individuals that are mifunakim, that are like a little, what we call, istinis? So for example, meleches ochel nefesh, going ahead and heating up water to wash your hands and things like that, that's considered meleches ochel nefesh because it's not only ochel nefesh, it's any hana of the body. But what about heating up water for a bath or a shower? So that, they say, is not allowed because a person doesn't really need to take a shower every day unless he's a mifunak, unless he's someone who is a very finicky, if you will, very sensitive to his bodily stench. Now, you'll say today, everybody's like that. Okay, that's a shayla for the poskim. But that's just an example of where they weren't matir, the Torah was not matir, because it has to be davar hashava l'chol nefesh. Something that's a hana l'chol nefesh. Also, malacha that is done for a non-Jew, even if it's meleches ochel nefesh, if it's done for a non-Jew, it's not going to be mutter. So let's say you go ahead and you cook up a nice chont on Yom Tov. That's okay. But if you're making a chont for your goyish buddies, there's no heter for that. And the truth is, even for a mechalal Shabbos befarhesya, it's not going to be mutter. Or what about cooking up food for your cat, making some Purina cat chow? That also is not going to be allowed. So it's not like meleches ochel nefesh has a blanket heter, as we're going to see these halachas coming up. Also, we're going to see that certain melachos that are ochel nefesh, but the nature of these meleches ochel nefesh are more in the industrial type, where you do it one time for many, many days. It's part of the industrial process, like harvesting, okay? So those types of malachas, even though ultimately, okay, it's for ochel nefesh, you're harvesting food, that's going to be something that's not going to be mutter. In fact, there are certain malachos that will be, you know, depending on how it's done. For example, grinding flour, okay, into flour, that might be usser. But grinding food, like to eat, that's going to be okay. So we're going to see all different types of malachas lagabe this. And it will all get spelled out pretty soon in the halachas coming up. A couple of other important qualifications, as we'll see, is going to be the halachas of what if it can be done before Yom Tov. We'll see about that actually today in the Shulchan Aruch. And there's something called machshirei ochel nefesh. What about doing something that's not actually preparing the food, but it's preparing something for preparatory food? Like, in other words, what about going ahead and preparing the shechita knife? Shechita, shechting, okay, especially in those days, shechting, okay, you had to do it that day because otherwise the food is, you know, might spoil. But what about going ahead and preparing and fixing the shechita knife, or like sharpening the shechita knife? That's what's called machshirei ochel nefesh, which is a actual machlokes tanoim. We will see that the Shulchan Aruch himself actually paskins that it's okay under certain circumstances, even what's called machshirei ochel nefesh, which is not the actual meleches ochel nefesh itself, but something in the more, it's preparing for meleches ochel nefesh. Okay? And then there's a principle called mitoch. I know I'm loading you up with a lot of introductory ideas, but it will help us as we go through. What is called mitoch? So we're going to see there's a principle called mitoch, which says that once a certain melacha became mutter for ochel nefesh, it then was mutter and became mutter as well for things that are not, even if it's not particularly being done for ochel nefesh. For example, and those are, it's not an automatic type of principle, but we'll see this will apply to the melacha of hotzah and havara, where you're carrying and kindling there, even if you are not doing it for ochel nefesh per se, but it has some tzorech yom tov, like carrying a key, okay, in Rishus HaRabim that you're going to need to open your door. Once it has some tzorech, it's called mitoch shehudra litzorech, hudra nami shelo litzorech. It becomes mutter even if it's not tzorech ochel nefesh. The details of this we will see, and that's enough for now. Okay, there really is, I wanted to give a little more intro, but if I give any more intro, we will have used up all our time for today. And since we have to finish at 4:15, with about 18 minutes to go, we got to get started. Here we go. Kol melacha asura b'shabbos, sif aleph. Kol melacha asura b'shabbos, asura b'yom tov. Any melacha that's asur on Shabbos is asur on Yom Tov as well. Chutz mi meleches ochel nefesh, except for meleches ochel nefesh. So here he says the melacha, that all melacha that's asur on Shabbos is asur on Yom Tov. But what's okay, as we said, if it's meleches ochel nefesh, melachos that are direct food preparation melachos. V'chutz me'otzah v'avara. And it's interesting, he categorizes it separately, hotzah and avara, carrying as well as kindling, right? Going in and lighting fires and things like that. Now, why isn't that part of meleches ochel nefesh? Why doesn't he categorize that as part of meleches ochel nefesh? So already we alluded to the fact that the principle of mitoch, okay, expands hotzah and avara. Namely, if you do hotzah and avara for some type of minimal tzorech, some type of minimal tzorech yom tov, it will be okay. And those halachas will be discussed later as well. V'chein machshirei ochel nefesh, and here the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that even machshirei ochel nefesh is going to be okay. If you do melacha, for example, okay, as we said, the example we gave, where you have to sharpen the shechita knife, assuming, he says, shelohaya efshar lasoso me'atmo, if it's something that no way could have been done the day before, that will also, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we'll see later on, there might be different opinions regarding this, but according to the Shulchan Aruch, even machshirei ochel nefesh is going to be permitted, assuming that you could not have done it the day before, right? For example, if you could go ahead and you can sharpen a shechita knife the day before, then there would be no heter at all to go ahead and sharpen that shechita knife or mila knife, okay, on the day itself of Yom Tov. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah here. Aleph, ha'asura b'shabbos. So all melachos that are asur Shabbos are asur Yom Tov. So now he says, bein she'isura min haTorah, whether the isurim are melachos min haTorah, ubein she'isura mishum shvus, even melachos derabanan, even isurim Shabbos derabanan, carry over from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Okay, v'chein kol davar she'asur la'asoso bi'atzmo, asur lomar gam le'akum la'asoso kimo b'Shabbos. And he says it also, anything that is asur for the person himself to do, al malacha, it's also asur for him to have and to go ahead and tell a non-Jew to do for him on Yom Tov kimo b'Shabbos. In other words, amira la'akum is not only asur on Shabbos, but it's also asur on Yom Tov. In fact, I had an actual situation like that. This Yom Tov, I have a non-Jewish worker here, and I had this problem on Shavuos. It was Yom Tov. Yom Tov, what's the problem? It's Yom Tov. Yom Tov, Amir Lakum is okay. Nope, Amir Lakum is not okay. Let's move weiter. Sif katan beis. chutz mi melechas ochel nefesh. So what is allowed? What is permitted on Yom Tov? Melechas ochel nefesh. Ki yachsid b'kra, as it says in the pasuk, ach asher yeachel ochel nefesh, hu levado yaseh lachem. Anything that is, okay, an activity that one needs to do in order to have food on Yom Tov, that you're allowed to do. Sifkat on Gimel, v'chutz me'el tzav v'havara. And also tzav v'havara, carrying or kindling fire, uprate dinim yisbaru l'kaman simen tuf kuf yud aleph v'tuf kuf yud ches. And he says the specifics of these halachas will be spelled out in tuf kuf yud aleph, tuf kuf yud ches. Hopefully, no cavers. Hopefully, we'll be around. We'll still be holding strong. Tuf kuf yud aleph, tuf kuf yud ches. Sif kat on dalet v'chein machshirei ochel nefesh. And also machshirei ochel nefesh. Uprate din zeh ayein l'kaman simen tuf kuf ches, tuf kuf tef. He says, what exactly are examples of machshirei ochel nefesh, the preparations for ochel nefesh? Again, I gave one example of, okay, sharpening a shechita knife, but all the details of malacha similar to that, and whether or not it will be mutter or aser, will be discussed more in detail on Tav Kuf Ches, Tav Kuf Tes. And here, the Shulchan Aruch says, but one thing is for sure, machshirei ochel nefesh, that you could have done before, right, if you could have done a malacha that's not regular ochel nefesh, but it's machshirei ochel nefesh, that is not going to be allowed on Yom Tov. What does it mean if it's shelo haya efshar? Now, what's an example of lo haya efshar? Meaning, if it would be niskakel b'Yom Tov. What happens if whatever you would have done before Yom Tov would have gotten ruined by Yom Tov? Meaning, you couldn't do it before Yom Tov. So, machshirei ochel nefesh that you couldn't do before Yom Tov because it might get ruined. Oh, shelo hispik lo hasha. Or there was no way you could do it. There wasn't enough time to do it. So then it's going to be mutter according to the Shulchan Aruch to do malacha of machshirei ochel nefesh. But now listen to this. It sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that only machshirei ochel nefesh shelo haya efshar lasosa me'edmo. Only machshirei ochel nefesh that you couldn't do the day before, okay, is going to be mutter. What does that imply? That if machshirei ochel nefesh could be done the day before, it would be a problem. You wouldn't be allowed to do it. But what about regular ochel nefesh activity that could have been done the day before? The implication for the Shulchan Aruch is when it comes to regular melechas ochel nefesh, even if it could have been done the day before, it would be okay. It's only machshirei ochel nefesh that only has the heter if it could have been done the day before. But something that's regular melechas ochel nefesh, for example, let's give some example. We're going to see the Ramah is going to aser any meleches ochel nefesh that could have been done the day before and it would not have, let's say, lost any taste. So, for example, we're going to see coming up, what about if you can knead flour, not for bread, because kneading flour for bread will taste better if you do it on the day itself, but let's say kneading flour for noodles, where for sure, the kneading of the flour for making noodles would not be any better if you did it on Yom Tov than if you did it the day before. So from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma. He says, look what he says. Let's continue on now in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, umashma deba'ochel nefesh. Sorry, I'm not in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Mishnah Brura. Continuing on in the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and hey. Umashma deba'ochel nefesh gufa mutter ledas ha-mechaber afilu be'efshar la'asoso mi'etmo. He says, it sounds like then when it comes to ochel nefesh, according to the Mechaber, even if it could have been done equally the day before, it would still be okay. So let's say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you want to postpone kneading the dough for noodles, even though it won't be any better, you'd be allowed to. We're going to see the Ramah's going to bring a Yesh Machmir, and it's not allowed. Umiyu, he says, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, b'davar shederech lasoso b'pam achas liyamim rabim, he says, however, something in which the derech is to do it one time for many days, meaning it's an activity that you do not go ahead and just do it normally one time for that particular meal, but you normally prepare in one day for many days, so that's already something, gam la mechaber aser bedavar shetov me'etmo v'lo yafik taima. That, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, is going to be aser in something which is, okay, just as good if it was done yesterday, and it's not going to lose its taste. For example, making cheese or butter, which is something that, okay, is not going to lose its taste. Okay, so normally we say, according to the Shulchan Aruch, we don't care. Even if it's not going to lose its taste, you can wait until when? You can wait until Yom Tov to do it. He says no. Because if it's something that is normally done in a way where you're not doing it normally for one day, for that day, but you normally make it in an industrial way, meaning you do it for many days, you're not going to make cheese just for today. You're going to make cheese or you're going to make butter for many days. So that is something that you would not be allowed to do on Yom Tov, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, as we'll see coming up, Pilkamon, Simon Tavkuf Yutzif, Gimel Ayesham, Baal Yedei Shinui, Mashma Me'agra Deshari. However, he says, with a Shinui, it's implied from the Gra that even something like making cheese or butter will be okay if you do it with a Shinui. If you go ahead and you make butter with your toes, okay, that would be a big Shinui, okay, that would be okay. Again, what would exactly be a Shinui? Okay, you do it with your left hand as opposed to your right hand. Maybe that's a shini, maybe not. Okay. Sifkat and Vav, me'etmol. Shalohaya epshal asosam me'etmol. So again, machshire ochel nefesh, according to the Shulchan Aruch, even though it's not ochel nefesh itself, even though it's not melechas ochel nefesh itself, it's preparing for melechas ochel nefesh. If you couldn't do it the day before, it's going to be okay. Sifkat and Vav, aval im epshal asosam me'etmol. But when it comes to machshirei ochel nefesh, if you could have done it the day before, hareyu kishar melachos va'aser in haTorah, then it's according to the Shulchan Aruch, he's saying it would be like all other melachos and aser in haTorah. So, for example, let's say you have a mila knife that could have been sharpened the day before the mila on Yom Tov, and it could have been preserved, and it would not in any way be better for the mila the next day. Then it would be aser min haTorah, according to, he's saying, the Shulchan Aruch, to do it on Yom Tov. It's only where this machshirei ochel nefesh could not have been done the day before. Okay? And again, he says, okay, that an example of not being able to do it the day before would be that something, you know, even if something came up, right? Lo yispik lo hashah. That would also be an example, as he said, of something that he couldn't have done the day before. I mean, he made all the proper preparations, but he just didn't have time to do it. He couldn't have done it for whatever reason. That would also be considered a situation where he couldn't have done it the day before. Then, let's look right there in the Ramah. The Yesh Machmirin, we're in the Ramah now. The Yesh Machmirin, on top, the Ramah, the Yesh Machmirin, Afilu Be'ochel Nefesh Atzmo, Kol She'eno Mafig Tam Klal. So here he goes. Imaso Meir of Yom Tov. So here he says, and he brings down the Yesh Machmir in the Ramah, that unlike the Mechaber, even Ochel Nefesh, Meleches Ochel Nefesh itself, Kol She'eino Mafik Tam Klal, if it's not going to affect the taste of the food at all, if you did it Imaso Meir of Yom Tov, it's going to be usher to do. So that's the opinion of the Yesh Machmir. Look at the Mishnah Brura, Sifkat and Zayin, the Yesh Machmir. So he says, this is Midrabanan. Midrabanan, this is not Minat Torah. And he's saying, when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, even these Yesh Machmirin who are Machmir and say something that could have been done the day before, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. It still can only be an Issa D'Rabbanan. What's the Issa D'Rabbanan? Kidei Shelo Yavor Alav Kol Hayom B'Melachos V'Yimnah B'Simchos Yom Tov. There's Chazal Asard going ahead and allowing people to go ahead and do Melachos in the kitchen that would force him to be in the kitchen all Yom Tov, where he could have done it beforehand and prepared for the Yom Tov. So again, I gave the example that Mr. Brewer is going to give this example coming up. Right? You could have prepared the dough for noodles, and it wouldn't taste any better than noodles. So they asked me the Rabbanan to go ahead and knead the dough for noodles. Okay, as opposed to, for example, kneading dough for challah, where it will taste nice and fresh when you go in and knead a dough for challah. That you would be allowed. That's what he says. Look at Sifkat and Ches. Kol She'eino Mefig. Tam Klal. The Ramah had said, and he brings down these Yesh Machmirin, that even actual Meleches Ochel Nefesh, even if it's not Machshirei Ochel Nefesh, as long as it's not going to hinder the taste of the food at all, if he did it on Erev Yom Tov, it would be usher to go ahead and do it on, and do that Melecha, that Meleches Ochel Nefesh, on Yom Tov. So what's an example of something where its taste will not be as good? And what's an example where it will taste just as good and maybe even better if it was done the day before? So Mishnah Berurah is going to spell this out. Kol sheino mafik. For example, delisha v'yafiyo shchito bishul. When it comes to what kneading and baking and shechting and cooking, imason be'erev yonto, if you did any of these activities, kneading, baking, shechting, cooking. Now shechting, obviously we're talking about in those days, especially, it's not going to be as fresh, and you have to do the shechita that day, otherwise it's not going to be as fresh. So there's nothing compared to freshly shechted animal. It could be even today. You got to go to the connoisseurs. So he says, there's going to be a chisaron tam. Why? She'ein lechem she'nilosh v'nefa, bread that was kneaded and baked hayom on that day itself of Yom Tov, you can't compare it to old lechem, ke lechem she'nilosh v'nefa mi'edmo. You can't compare it to even the bread that was baked and kneaded the day before, right? Even if you vacuum pack it, the low, nothing like nice, fresh, hot challah that was kneaded and baked on that day. The low saf shil she'nizbash v'layom, and there are many cooked dishes that if you cook fresh, okay, you can't compare it. Kitavshil shenizvashil meyatmo. Can't compare it to a dish that was cooked the day before. Now, it's interesting. What would you say about a chult? Maybe a chult wouldn't have this hat there because maybe a chult tastes better if it was cooked before. It's a good shadow for the postkin. V'lo basar shenishchat hayom ki basar shenishchat meyatmo. And you can't compare, right, meat that was shechted today to meat that was shechted the day before. It's not as fresh. Therefore, Chazal did not go in and make any gzera to aser kneading, baking, shechting, or cooking the foods on Yom Tov itself. Aval, davar she'ein bo kilkul tam ve'hefsei. But what happens if you're dealing with something where the tam and the taste, there would not be any lessening at all of the taste in Nasa Meyatmo, if he did it the day before. Lama leila sos on the Yom Tov. Chazal said, why should you do it on Yom Tov? As we said before, in Sivkot and Zion, the person's going to spend his whole Yom Tov in the kitchen. And the Achronim say that we, Allah and the Maisa, we hold like this. And they write also, so now he gives the example I gave before, that according to his opinion, it's also to go ahead and to knead on Yom Tov the dough needed for lakshin, for noodles. It's very possible that which you needed the day before is even going to be better for the noodles. And also cooking up dried fruit on Yom Tov. Cooking, okay, dry fruit, we know is better. We know that dried fruit that was cooked, we know tastes better. It's better to be eaten. It tastes better when it's eaten a day after it was cooked. So then it would be also to go ahead and cook dried fruit on Yom Tov. Mihu im lo yalo shahus mikoda levashel. Now in all these examples that we're giving here, there would be usher, like the noodles and the dried fruit, if there wasn't time beforehand to go ahead and cook it. Because she came kishalo haya lo haperos. If you didn't have these fruit beforehand, these dried fruit beforehand, bevadai muta levashelam, then for sure, if somehow you just come across them on Yom Tov, so for sure you'd be allowed to go ahead and be mevashalem, be Yom Tov, v'chein le'inyan lisha. The same thing with respect, as we said, to the kneading of the dough for noodles. If you do not have the time for whatever reason to go ahead and do it before Yom Tov, again, obviously, we're not talking where you were seriously negligent, but you just didn't have time to go ahead and do it, it would be okay to go ahead and do it on Yom Tov. Sivkot and test tam klal. So the Ramah had said that if it would not hinder the taste at all, if you did it the day before, then it's going to be also to do it on Yom Tov. So what does he say, tam klal? He says, mashma dimachtiv tam, afilu b'miksas shari l'kuleyam. He says, it is implied from the Ramah that if the taste would be hindered at all, meaning if it just tastes a little better, if you make it and you do it, and you do the malachas ochel nefesh on Yom Tov, then it would be okay. Meaning, they only asered if it would be totally equal. It would not taste any better if you did it, the malacha on Yom Tov, than if you did it on, let's say, Friday afternoon. That's when they asked her. Only if it didn't improve it at all. Any better taste, if you did it on Yom Tov and it had better taste, that would be permitted. That's what's mashma according to this Ramah. We'll continue the rest tomorrow.